So let's talk Super Bowl from the perspective of Redskins fans, those of us who would have loved to see RG3 in the big game this coming weekend. If you bleed burgundy and gold, is it okay to root for the Ravens on Sunday?
Well, I talked about that with WTOP sports reporters Rob Woodfork and Craig Heist, along with our TOP contributor, editor at the Washington Post Express, Clinton Yates, and we also looked at the attention that Ray Lewis has gotten. But we started with this question: can you root for the Ravens if you're a Redskins fan?
Yeah, I mean, you can. It doesn't matter to me. My stance is it's a different town, a different conference, a different circumstance. They're not rivals, in my opinion. It's just not that kind of thing.
It's something that they try to create, these two are rivals.
Yeah,
but
I mean, it just isn't that. My kid brother, he's 9 years old, you know, he lives in D.C. He's a Ravens fan, you know, simple as that.
We'll talk to him later.
It's not Cowboys-Redskins, and it's not Steelers-Ravens. You can root for the Ravens in this if you're a Redskins fan. In fact, you know, that's my whole thing. Same thing with the Nats and the Orioles. If you're within this area and both teams are doing well, to me, it's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Agreed. Well, I wrote about this actually on WTOP.com. I think that it's okay if you root for the Ravens. I don't think that there's a problem with that. What I have a problem with is people prodding you and goading you into rooting for the Ravens as if you owe them some sort of affinity just because they're
Come on,
nearby.
Rob, root for the Ravens on Sunday. Come on, Rob. Root for the Ravens on Sunday.
Heisty with the pom-poms there. So it's like, you know, that to me is the thing. You can root for the Ravens. If you do, it doesn't make you a quote-unquote, you know, sell out to the Redskins, but I just think it's a problem when people expect you to or right. feel like you should simply because they're 40 miles up the road.
And wanting to see one team win a game once does not mean you're jumping on the bandwagon.
Right, exactly.
It means you're rooting for a team one game out of the year.
All of the extracurricular stuff, Ray Lewis, Atlanta, deer antler spray.
It's his final ride, Dimitri. It's his final game. Ray Lewis, 5 years from the day this game ends, is going to be standing on a podium in Canton going into the Hall of Fame. But no doubt about the situation 11 years ago in Atlanta is always going to be part of the legacy. But I think enough time has passed that Ray Lewis's doings on the football field are probably the biggest thing that most people will pay attention to and not what happened 12 years ago.
Thoughts? Rob?
I don't think it'll define him. I think it's a footnote at this point because he's done so much to sort of make people forget about it at this point in time. I still think that he does need to come out and talk about it. He's been actually somewhat defiant about, you know, having to discuss it, especially over the course of this week during media day. I think there does need to be a day where he does sort of answer what happened. But all in all, I don't think it's going to be the prevailing sentiment surrounding him. I think a lot of the dancing and, you know, some of the more positive aspects of his career is what's going to be the defining factor.
I like to take it on Ray Lewis's terms himself, which is as a human being. And if you look at it that way, this to me is chapter one in what he can be as a human being. I'm not really going to think about Ray Lewis in terms of who he is as a football player, because I think that's pretty obvious. What he does after he gets out of the league, to me, is going to be the biggest determinant for how I feel about him going down the line as a human being. And I think that's fair. He's forced everybody to look at it in that way, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. What he does as a retiree in the NFL is going to be a lot more important to me than what he did in the Ravens uniform.
And if up until this point is any indication, obviously his faith, his religion is a part of that. What he has done in the community for charities, for children, things of that nature, all part of that. And I think you'll see that after he retires continue.
That is WTOP sports reporter Craig Heist, along with our Rob Woodfork and Clinton Yates, Washington Post Express local news editor. We've been talking Super Bowl tonight, and there at the end, Ray Lewis.